Now, here's what's going on here. The salesperson is visiting an automotive parts manufacturer who is producing plastic interior trim components. That's all the plastic stuff inside of a car. The operations being performed include injection molding, densification, and finishing. They have seen you in the past, an ABC plastic salesperson, but never really listened to you. They're presently purchasing polypropylene, which is a common plastic used in this, from a Dow Chemical distributor and paying about 10 cents per pound in rail car lots. It comes in the form of a salt and pepper mix with a combination of white and blue pellets that could have a mix change separation during shipment. About 12% of the finished parts have to be scrapped due to inconsistent color, and about 3% of the finished parts have to be scrapped due to out-of-spec durometer readings. So when they buy this material, this is a real-life situation, by the way, these carloads come in there, and if you've ever seen injection molding plastics, it's little pellets, they're little cylinders, and they're mostly all white, and then they put some colorant into it, that's also pellets, but there's not as many. So if you want the thing to be gray, you'd put, let's say, black pellets. If you want it to be burgundy, you'd put red pellets and so on, and you might put some other ones. And these are colorant, they call it. So that's what the guy's buying. But he's having quality problems. 12% of his finished parts are scrapped due to inconsistent color. 3% of his finished parts are scrapped due to out-of-spec durometer. So the hardness of these little pellets have a variation. And he's having a fair amount of scrap here, as you can see. Now, the salesperson's objective, you want to do all the things that we've talked about so far, including asking the customer's expectations, listening, repeating back, using his first name, making value statements, building customer status, being enthusiastic, being prepared, stating unique selling advantages, stating what's in it for me statements, overcoming objections, and executing activity closings, and try to get started on a preferred supplier close. So these are all the things you're going to want to try to do. You want to get closer to the customer psychologically. You want to set up a value-added project to get the customer to purchase some polypropylene that you get from GE Plastics so that it can be tested. Custom small lots are very expensive to furnish, $1.80 a pound, because they are exact in color. In other words, there's no, all white ones and some colorant. They're all, whatever the finished color is, they're already that color. But obviously a small lot is going to be expensive to make because, if you're going to make it all to an automotive spec, you're going to crank out gazillions of these things. So the customer's objective, find out what ABC Plastics and their salesperson can do to reduce scrap. This is what the customer wants. Cautiously let ABC Plastics know that you are unhappy that the Dow Chemical and their distributor haven't provided any help. Let ABC Plastics know that you are reluctant to change suppliers due to the hassles involved. Get technical evidence that GE Plastics polypropylene is better than the Dow Chemical product. So you want to see some independent surveys or studies or research or something along that line. You want documentation to prove that the solid color pellets are better. Object to purchasing any trial materials. So, a buyer guy, hey, if you want my business, you supply that stuff for free. Get it in here and try it out for me. So that's the situation. Observer, you watch for all those different things. Okay, so let's get going. We got 30 minutes on this. Okay, everybody, if I can get everybody's attention, let me ask you, how'd that go?
Well,
it went good. All right. Did anybody doing it again help? It was better the second time around, right?
Well, yeah, because some of the things, we had a tentative date, but not a firm date for bringing in, because our stuff is expensive because it's a smaller lot. So yeah. If you're going to touch that much test money, you should really have a firm commitment.
Okay. Did you guys use pie sweeteners in this at all, in your deal? Did anybody use any pie sweeteners in this?
You did.
Yeah, I did. I did not do a trial order. In our group, we just went right for a full truckload. We bought the whole truckload, and I threw in a pie sweetener.
I don't like skiing.
Okay, you don't have to ski. You go up north to a ski lodge and have a nice time with Mama. Okay, the idea here is, hey, there's some tools that we can use. And I hope that you had the feeling, that these tools work and that these tools can help you. And they may not be natural. And some of you, they may be natural. They just pop out all the time. But, you know, repeating back, saying a guy's name, like Matt was saying, well, John, you know, that kind of a thing is just, you know, just as, it just feels nice, you know, well, John, okay. And then, you know, could you recommend a next step? You know, like I said, I was a sales guy in one case with Matt over here, and I said, can you recommend the next step? In other words, I'm not going to force feed anything down your throat.